Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Hello there.
Nice.
Thanks. Yeah.
So, yeah, this week we're going to talk about Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Like we've been promising.
For, like, weeks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, we were on holidays, and then we had a member of the family leave us.
Yep.
Our dear, sweet, old Jezebelly.
Yeah.
The golden retriever.
Yeah. And we were not in any place where we could be making a podcast at that particular day. So, yeah. So, very sorry for not being here, but that was what was up. So, we're here now.
Mm-hmm. We are. And we miss our pup, but
yep,
that's what happens. So. Yep,
exactly. So let's talk about Obi-Wan, like we've been promising to do. But before we do that, Brandon, what nerd thing are you into this week?
Well, I didn't have much of a heart for nerd things.
Fair. Mm-hmm.
But we did just get back from a music festival.
Yeah, we had a little distraction.
And we had the tickets and we said, well, we're going to go and be distracted. And you know what? That helped.
Yep, I think it does. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, likewise. And that's basically... Our other dog is getting a lot of attention right now. Let's just say that.
Yes.
And Brandon, what are you drinking?
Well,
we've been doing more of that.
Yeah. And it was also really, really hot this weekend. Mm-hmm. So we went through a lot of liquids, even just water.
Yeah.
And maybe I should still be drinking just water. But no, I got a nice, refreshing cold out of the fridge.
That was important.
Peach neutral.
Yep. And it seems I have the same.
Yeah. I just grabbed two of them.
Sweet. That works for me. Also, now, normally we have, like, a little update here. Ms. Marvel has ended. Next week we'll be talking more about Ms. Marvel, so we don't need to go really into detail about that right now, but just overall gut reaction, initial, spoiler-free, what did you think?
I really liked it.
Okay.
Like 10 hundred times more than I thought I
would. Yeah, it was really good.
I was not excited for it at all, and it was really well done, so.
Yeah, I really liked the last episode especially. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll talk about that more next week. How about?
And the other update that we can do, Thor came out.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it is.
And we did manage to get to see that. Mm-hmm. We were going to go opening night and
nope.
We had a sick pupper. So
yep.
We didn't do that, but yeah, we did manage to get there.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that?
I liked it. I was really looking forward to it, and I don't... It was no Ragnarok or anything like that. Like, I liked it. I know a lot of people... opinions have been mixed, but there was... opinions have been mixed, I know, on this one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the really cool stuff, they didn't have on screen. So I felt like parts were missing. And it was also, like, shorter than... So it felt like weirdly edited or something.
Yeah. Yeah, there was lots of really cool parts, but it did feel a little bit too shallow and breezy.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so the Thor movies, Ragnarok's your favorite?
Yeah.
What is your second favorite?
The original. Mm-hmm.
I think the original is underrated, as you can tell from our discussion in our Marvel breakdown, Phase 1 breakdown. I think the original Thor is quite underrated. This one's about on the same level for me.
Okay, yeah, I'm not... bothered by that. I really like Taika Waititi, and I think he does great writing and everything like that. So I'm not... there were some really cool things, but I think the reason that the original surprised me, because I had no expectations for it, and then it was good, whereas this one I had very high expectations for it. So, I mean, whether or not that's fair to the movie itself...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be better.
Yeah. And I was expecting better, but that's okay. It was good. I still liked it. I'm not, like, upset at it or anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was still a good time, but maybe it shouldn't have been quite as good of a time, maybe.
Yeah.
There were some really cool moments in it, though.
Yeah, and sometimes you need to have the stakes take a breath rather than just having a joke after joke. Anyway, that's fine.
Yep. And let's go to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, so there's a lot of news, and I just kind of distilled it down because, you know, 3 weeks worth of news.
Yeah.
So one news item was that we now have Thor out. It is not getting the great ratings that a lot of Marvel movies enjoy.
Yeah, it's down there, Rotten Tomatoes-wise, which is an imperfect metric, but nice and quick and easy. It's right down there with Eternals.
Yeah, and I liked it better than Eternals. And I didn't dislike Eternals.
Eternals is fine. This is fine in different ways. I don't know. Hopefully they're missing something in Phase 4. They need somewhere where they're going towards. Like Phase 1, they were going towards the big meetup eventually, when they got the funding for it, basically.
Right, yeah,
And then after that, they were heading towards Thanos and the Infinity Stone. So now that that's gone, it's missing a little something. So they need to bring in that, for it to be an overall continuity, they need that big bad thing.
This totally makes sense. And the only thing I'm seeing is them bringing in, like, the younger ones, like the Marvels and stuff like that, which you see more in the shows than the movies.
Yeah, they're working towards a younger crew, and that's been actually better than I would have expected. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of the new young people.
Yep, me too.
So that's cool. Mm-hmm. But they need something now.
Bigger stakes.
Now, if Kang can do that in Ant-Man, then maybe. But I got my fingers crossed for Doctor Doom.
I know. Okay, well, that is one thing. My other news is more parks focused. There's a lot of D23 rumors. The big ones including D23 is coming in September, and it's slated to have a discussion for, you know, that Tomorrowland refurb they promised I don't know how many years ago. Well, apparently they're going to be talking a lot about that. And rumor is launch bay demolition, Space Mountain refurbishment.
Less good, depending on what that is.
Well, they keep talking Lightyear and the People Mover returning.
I've said that.
Yeah.
You have the tracks there. I know they were condemned because of bad choices, but just fix them.
Yeah. You're Disney. you can totally, this is not weird for you.
Ah.
The red car trolley is back in DCA as of, well, this weekend, actually. And that's kind of cool, because most people just thought it was gone forever and the tracks were just there and they would eventually be taken out. But no, it's back.
Because the station's back in...
Yeah, so I'm curious to see how that ends up working. In Avengers Campus,
so they kind of like sneak it out and so it can be there on Hollywood Boulevard. And I don't know, whatever. No, that's interesting. But yes, D23, I think that'll be at least one episode on its own.
Oh, at least. I was looking in September being like, we might have, that might be a two-episode coverage kind of deal for sure. Okay, speaking of September, we have both Main Street Electrical Light Parade is ending September 1st, as well as the Disneyland Forever Fireworks. They said limited time, and they meant it.
Yeah, we were there when they started, and they're going to be over before we would even think of going back. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
The other September 1st date is, so on August 15th, the Haunted Mansion is closing for its annual Nightmare Before Christmas update, and that's reopening September 1st. So basically, September 1st is when the switch goes from summer to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, we have the Oogie Boogie Bash sold out in a matter of days, speaking of fall, and Halloween merch is already starting to be available. Downtown Disney and the Emporium is where most of it's been creeping up.
It's amazing how much bigger and bigger a deal that Halloween becomes every year. Everywhere, but especially Disneyland.
Yeah, it's July. It's the middle of July. Yeah. Happy 67th birthday to Disneyland this week, by the way. So that's pretty cool.
It's a lot of
candles on your cake there, Disney.
A lot of birthdays.
Other general ones, Mighty Thor is now showing up at Avengers Campus. Speaking of California Adventure, Monsters, Inc. is closing this summer for refurbishment. There's no current reopening date, but something that was closed does have a reopening date this coming week, actually, and that is the Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage is set to reopen on July 25th.
Yeah. They painted that all up, and it looks nice.
It looks really cool.
And they got the octopus from Finding Dory on the rock, and that's cool.
That is cool. I was kind of hoping he'd be like an audio animatronic or something, like just shift a little bit.
That's tough with the water situation.
Totally makes sense. But he's very cool.
But he was the best part of that second movie. Agreed. So, cool.
And the whale shark. I don't remember her name, but she's cool.
Yes, the whale shark was pretty cool. But that's just because I like whale sharks.
Yeah, I do, but... Okay, and so I think that takes us to Obi-Wan.
Disney Plus and chill.
Should I make the hello there joke again?
Probably.
Hello there. He said the thing.
Oh yeah, they wait. They made you wait right till the end.
Oh man, did they?
We'll get to that. I think we'll probably keep this short and sweet.
Yeah, we're not quite back in the swing of things yet, but
just like the series. Keeping it short and sweet.
Six episodes.
That seems like the new normal.
Apparently,
I think this could have had a little bit more room to breathe.
I feel like this should have been 8.
Yeah, eight probably would have been a nice sweet spot. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk general.
Yeah, general feeling. So that's my thoughts. I could kind of tell that this was originally planned to be a movie.
That makes sense. Yeah,
it feels like it has the beats of a movie, just kind of stretched out. But
which is interesting because like we're talking MCU. And the Eternals should have been a show that they crammed into a movie. Like, the pacing was wonky in both cases in opposite ways.
Yeah, yeah. It felt like they came up with these side characters to fill out a TV show,
right.
But didn't give them a chance to develop.
So we're like, so what?
So what?
Okay. All right. Okay, so you said 6 episodes. Let's just talk general plot, first of all.
Yeah, so Obi-Wan, of course, is on Tatooine, where we left him at the end of episode 3.
Watching over the boy.
Yeah. And that's fine.
Because apparently Leia doesn't need watching over.
Well, no. She's got a royal family, and Luke is left on the desert.
Well, I guess the idea is he's back on his home planet, so they probably would be more likely to find
great hiding place, by the way.
With the only existing family members.
Yeah. Didn't even change his name.
No, it's true. He definitely did not. So I guess that makes more sense that he would probably require more backup, or so you would think.
Yeah. So the big surprise of this, they try to have a surprise in every Star Wars series, it seems like, of some kind, but definitely wasn't advertised or anything, but one of the main characters is Little Leia.
Little Leia, who also, like, I know some people are imp. I thought she knocked it out of the park.
She did very well. She's a precocious little kid.
Yeah, but
for sure.
So would Leia be.
But that works for Leia.
Yeah.
Normally that kind of kid would annoy me, but you know she grows into Leia, so it's like, it's okay, you're precocious and annoying.
Yeah, you're exactly the character that Leia would have been when she was 10 years old.
Yeah.
She, someone said, like, cause there's one point where Obi-Wan is saying, like, okay, if anyone asks, I'm your father. And she's like, grandfather, maybe.
See, that was funny.
And they're like, let's just remember, this is only like 8-9 years before little short for a stormtrooper. And you're like, it's exactly the right tone for her.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. She's got some sass, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, this is exactly 9 years before A New Hope. Because she and Luke are 10.
Yes.
And they're 19 in A New Hope.
Exactly. And we said a couple times that Leia seems really young. Like, she seems younger than 10 in this.
Yeah, and I just thought they found a younger actor that worked well for it, but apparently this actress was 10.
Yeah.
Like, when it was filmed, but she just looks really young for her age. So.
Well, and she's playing younger, too. Like, they have her acting more like 6 or 7 or something like that. When those few years.
Yeah, I would have guessed 7, maybe 8 at most. And that's from 10 to 8 is a big jump. But anyway, apparently the actress was 10. So whatever. That doesn't matter.
No. The idea is young child.
She's in it like she's a main character, but they do well to work around working with kids, right?
Oh, like, yeah, definitely.
They have it piecemeal there, except the infamous chase scene.
Okay.
Do you want to talk?
Yeah, I think we can talk about
the infamous chase scene.
Okay, sure.
Well, so she's getting kidnapped, right?
Because
that's going to be the inciting incident of this whole thing.
Right.
Getting kidnapped. And I guess they were trying to show her that she's resourceful and not a pushover.
Yeah.
But they made it like an episode of Scooby-Doo.
It was very, like, we expected Benny Hill music to start playing at any point here.
It definitely would have been improved by Benny Hill music. And that's not a good thing. Well, you know what? Any chase scene is improved with Benny Hill music. Even the good ones. But,
It was like a cartoon.
It was. It was really bad. Like, this little tiny girl outrunning adults and she didn't have a head start. It was really weird. That was unfortunate. But there was other good action scenes in this, so whatever.
Okay, yes. I don't know if you want... Okay, the best action scene that I've seen in a long time was in this series. And that was the last episode, I would say.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's talk about the last episode at the end.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm like, I don't want to talk about that right now. Just
yeah. And so, and then, so the other point of contention, and we kind of talked about it in our toxic fan base episode.
Uh-huh.
The main villain, other than Darth Vader, because Darth Vader's hanging out and...
Yep. Being all Darth Vader-y.
Darth Vader-y, and is probably the best part of the series.
Mm.
But the other main villain is this new character.
Reva.
And she's part of the Inquisitors, which are not new characters, but... And...
She's a new Inquisitor.
She's a new Inquisitor, and she has her own backstory. Mm-hmm. Apparently she was a youngling at the Temple Massacre, is what happens, and then she's got this whole plan to get back at Darth Vader by, I don't know, pretending to be an Inquisitor, I guess.
It's not clear.
Mm-hmm. I thought she did pretty well.
I thought so, too.
Plot holes aside.
Like, that's more the thing.
The writing did her no favors, but the actress was great.
Yeah.
And has some good scenes, and her and Obi-Wan, Ewan McGregor, do well together when
Fine. So let's talk those plot holes issues with her, because I actually think she did great, and this is the problem I have, is because people lashed out at her, and A, she didn't write the thing or direct it. She did well with what she had, I thought, but like, they didn't do her character any favors, and she's like an awesome actor who was getting a lot of racist hate.
Well, yeah, that's
which should not have be at
that's
all related.
Step one, which has nothing to do with anything, and people are just gross,
terrible. But I'm saying like that, so now it's all wrapped up together.
Yeah, the basis outline of that plot, a youngling that was there and escaped, and now is fueled with rage.
Yeah, that's super cool.
That's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do it very well, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, and it doesn't really make sense. So she spends years, like 10 years, because they're 10 years old. That's right. She spends like 10 years, you know, growing up and like honing her craft and biding her time and becoming an Inquisitor and wanting to like work through the ranks to be Grand Inquisitor to get back at Vader, but then like has no plan beyond that.
No plan, like zero plan. So it felt a little tacked on, and it could have been really cool.
Yeah, so it would have been super cool. And then the other thing that I know, a friend and coworker of mine like had a really big issue, and I think this is warranted, with the Grand Inquisitor being in there, because he's really cool.
Apparently. He's a big part of Rebels, which we have not seen.
Right. But he looks cool and everything like that, and she stabbed, like, kills him right off the bat, and then he comes back, and, like, it had no purpose.
No purpose.
He didn't need to be in there at all.
He was in there for advertising purposes only.
Well, you know what they've done before? They have put things in ads that have not actually shown up in the show.
No, but they just wanted to say,
you could have had the other Inquisitors in there, and that would have done just fine, but it was like...
They could have just talked about him.
Or he could have, like, shown up and then, like, walked away, but having that whole, like... I don't know, it didn't make any sense.
That scene was to show that she was willing to do anything.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's not what came... Yeah, it was just intended for purpose.
So that was some of the problems of this show.
Yeah.
I've
got one more problem.
One more problem.
Because there's another really cool character. I think she would have been really cool. Because it's another pacing problem.
Yes, okay.
And then she died. And I didn't care.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
And this is Talia.
Yeah. And her droid.
Yes. Oh, actually, I like your droid more.
Droid doesn't talk. Yeah. Reminds me a lot of Baymax, actually.
Yeah.
That character, like, if you had cut something, if you're going to only have 6 episodes, like, focus on ones. Because, like, the main purpose of this story is Obi-Wan refinding himself as a Force user and his guilt and regrets over his student going crazy and killing everyone.
But they were trying to do too many threads to, like, wrap that all into each other. Like, you can do that. Maybe not in 6 short episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, I don't know. Okay, so these were the negatives that existed.
Yeah, so we needed more development and more better development for the introduced characters. The introduced characters.
Introduced.
Me good speak.
Yes, agreed. So the introduced characters, that could have been really cool. We needed more with. Now, they did leave a lot of stuff opening with some of the other minor characters. I don't remember the one guy's name, but he's like, oh, I'm just getting started. And it's very, like, cheesy setting stuff up.
Yeah, and that's fine. Like
totally they, fine. So maybe we'll see more of that.
Because the one really cool seed that they planted in this is that they have this basically whole underground Jedi railroad.
That was very cool.
Type of thing. So that could sprout a whole bunch of stories. Mm-hmm. Jedi that you've seen in the Clone Wars or whatever, and yeah, you can do a lot of stuff with that. So that gives me some hope.
Yep, that does.
I think that's and they need to expand. Reba. They need to expand the whole universe away from the Skywalkers, basically.
It's true. That being said, I loved little Leia.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and I think that it was really cool that they focused on her because they made it set up like it's Obi-Wan, I don't know, protecting Luke and his experiences on Tatooine or something like that. And it's just like, nah, Luke was in it, like, a little bit. But and they also have by leaving Reva alive at the end and kind of she's, I don't know that she knows who Luke is. But she knows he's important.
That was another plot hole. Like she finds out this really vague thing, and then she's just gonna go kill this random kid because he's got a tenuous connection to
Vader
and the guy that kind of messed up her plan, but also helped her plan. Anyway, really strange. And she was not a good person. And the fact that she didn't murder a random kid in cold blood doesn't really make her redeemed. So maybe if they do give her her own show, which I don't. Think they will
probably not, although she might show up in something else.
Could expand on that a little bit. Would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I think if she did have her own show, that would be a more interesting, like, have her take off and go do stuff. I don't know, like go on an arc of redemption or something. But yeah, she's not like a good person now because she didn't murder a child. Probably's murdered other ones. She was very willing to do whatever.
She was good at the murdering.
And then the other one is the way they left the way they left the last episode. So we said we left Reva alive, which leaves some doors open. We have all these other doors open through these minor characters, and basically the path. Is that what it's called?
Yes, the path.
The path, which was like the Underground Railroad. Mm-hmm. Okay, so last episode. We had all these weird pacing things.
So yeah, let's talk about the good parts.
Okay.
So we were kind of being negative there.
Yeah, but let's get that out of the way. Because overall, I really liked
this. I liked the show quite a bit. It definitely was not without its problems. But overall,
I quite liked it. I liked it much more than I didn't. And I didn't dislike any episode. Yeah. There were some parts where I was like, eh, whatever, about different parts of the episode. Yeah. But overall, every single episode I was happy to watch.
So, first of all, Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan is just...
That's why I know you said Darth Vader was the best part, but I was like, yeah.
He's really, really, really good.
I got to see Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan again, so I'm happy.
Yeah, really good. And they kind of almost left it open for him to go have some more adventures at the end.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. At the end, he throughout the series, he's talked to Qui-Gon, just like, almost like a prayer or something like that. But at the end...
Because if you remember in episode 3, Yoda tells him that...
Oh, in the films.
Mm-hmm. He's made contact with his former master, and they have this new technique and stuff. And I guess he was trying to work on it, but then he was like, nope, don't care. I'm going to be a hermit in a cave.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, the Force has left him and everything like that. So, so then he's mentioning, and he never really sees him. But then at the very end, uncredited to begin with, we see Liam Neeson showing up as Qui-Gon. Looks great, by the way, for a Force ghost, gotta say. And he says, I was always here, you just weren't ready. And they go off, basically they ride off into the sunset together.
And I'm thinking, even when I was pooping? Anyway.
You see that whole thing where I almost like, oh, and then that also begs the question where... Some parts where Obi-Wan was gaining back his strength and things like that, was it actually Qui-Gon helping him out that whole time?
Hey, just like Obi-Wan helps Luke, sure, why
right?
not?
That's what I mean. Yeah. So, at one point, Leia, like, jumps off and almost falls, and that's Obi-Wan first using the Force again to, like, catch her. And it's like, maybe Qui-Gon had a little hand in that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some things, we're talking about positive, I loved the attention to detail of Obi-Wan getting his powers back. Things like we were noticing when he was repelling the blaster blasts.
Yeah.
And he would always be very good with his lightsaber of like using that to shoot other stormtroopers.
Right.
And he was missing all over the place and it was a mess. But by the end, every single time he did it, every single fight, it got better and better. And by, I don't know, like the third fight into it, all of a sudden he's back to form, and it was, I liked that attention to detail.
Yes. And speaking of forms, mm-hmm. the attention to detail on the lightsaber forms was fascinating.
Right.
You have a couple of, like, really good lightsaber duels.
Mm-hmm.
Both times when Obi-Wan and Vader come face-to-face, they have some...
Very good.
Different, very different, but interesting lightsaber duels. And the just the attention to detail of how they're fighting each other and, like, Vader using one hand and just... doing rage smashes
right.
and stuff like that, and then when he's on his back heel and he goes to a two-handed mm-hmm. defensive stance, and Obi-Wan switches from defensive to offensive, and that you can really go deep into the nerdy stuff and like lightsaber forms.
Oh, really? That's
and,
cool.
It's fascinating. Yeah, like because lightsaber dueling was kind of based off of samurai duels
yes.
originally, and they like. Of course, expanded on that lore, and there's mm-hmm. like seven different lightsaber forms, and this whole thing. But they did a really good job with like the lightsaber duels in this were movie quality.
I would agree. Again, talking to a friend of mine and who's a big Star Wars nerd, and he said might be one of the best lightsaber duels or the best lightsaber duel technically
mm-hmm.
in any Star Wars thing at all.
Yeah. So for me, lightsaber the lightsaber duel in Return of the Jedi was, like, the first, like, really cool one.
Ooh, right.
And then The Phantom Menace, the only good part of that movie is the epic duel, the phased lightsaber duel.
Oh, man, is it.
I love that one. I think the Anakin-Obi-Wan in Revenge of the Sith
mm-hmm.
is a little overdone.
Fair.
Too much CGI.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool, but...
Yeah.
I would put this on par with, like, Duel of the Fates, the final
that's really
episode.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
They do a really good job.
It's amazing. I literally was on the edge of my seat, and I was like,
mm-hmm.
whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Not lightsaber duel, but I said the best, I think, Vader fight scene where it's just, like, showing just how, like, crazy he is.
In Rogue One.
Is in Rogue One.
Yeah.
And I was like, for me, this is on par with that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously two lightsabers as opposed to him just, like, obliterating everyone, but, like, very much that same kind of,
well,
like,
and it
oh, my
it
God.
It feeling. Had that same feeling in, that was episode 3 when he shows up and just, like, tears everything
mm-hmm,
apart
mm-hmm.
in the village looking for...
Yeah, just, like, snaps some kid's neck or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. And it's like, yeah, you know that whole little happy, like... father-son reunion that happens in the final, like, when he's supposed to be redeemed. No, he's not redeemed because of stuff like this.
Yeah, no, he went off the deep end for
mm-hmm.
sure. Yeah, he's a bad dude.
Bad dude. Like, he's still a villain here.
Mm-hmm.
We're still a villain. Speaking of cool things, in that last, the last episode was just mind-blowing, but Hayden Christensen, the voice, when he cuts off the helmet partly.
Yeah, so we get to see some flashbacks of Hayden Christensen, so
mm-hmm.
that was important for him to come back, but he was in the suit.
Yep.
They probably gave him some heel lifts or whatever.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like,
yeah.
It is funny, Darth Vader's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And Anakin was definitely not 7
mm-hmm.
feet tall, but, I mean, they bolted on new legs, so he can be whatever height he
exactly.
wants.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So his helmet gets sliced.
Yeah.
And so you can see him, and it's Hayden Christensen.
It's definitely Hayden
and
Christensen.
He's acting with this sliver.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just see, like, the corner of his mouth and one eye, and he, like, acts the hell out of that.
Yeah, like, and he obliterates the scene, because, oh my God. He obliterates the scene like Vader obliterated that village.
Yeah, exactly. And they have James Earl Jones's voice assisted with the AI program.
Yeah.
And it sounds really great. And then they kind of, like, modulate the two together.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
It would literally, I was getting goosebumps, just, like, that voice.
Like, so, yeah, episode 6 was so good that every other episode could have been just, like, that chase scene on repeat. And I still would have liked the series.
Agreed, yeah. Well, when you said, man, did they ever stick that landing?
Yeah.
Man, did they
mm-hmm.
ever.
It leaves,
like, oh
yeah,
my God.
It was one of the best last episodes.
Yeah. Oh,
and
I cried?
And the Mandalorians had some good last episodes, too.
Really have.
The Marvel shows have been weak in general.
Except Miss Marvel.
Except Miss Marvel. Miss Marvel probably has the best ending.
I actually agree, although I also really liked WandaVision. I actually think Miss Marvel had the best ending.
I thought the ending of WandaVision was too bombastic. So yeah, Star Wars has had quite good endings of their shows.
Agreed.
Marvel not so much, and maybe now they're figuring it out. I don't know.
Well, this one was just awesome, and then so Obi-Wan spends most of his time either with Leia, with other people, or whatever, and then at the end he does actually have an interaction with Luke, and that's when he gets to do his big hello there line.
Yes, he says hello there to Luke. Yes,
yeah, he said the thing.
Yay!
But I really like that Luke was not the focus of this. I like that Leia was, but I literally
There's some suspensions of disbelief with, like, lines from A New Hope already. If he had gone off on an adventure with Luke, that would have been the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah, whereas this is like, okay, this makes more sense. But he goes back and he's talking to Leia after, you know, the adventure's done. And she wants to know, she understands that she's been adopted. And they don't really talk about it too much. Like, she says, you know, at one point she's talking to the Organas and they're like, I'm aware, like, you're not my real parents. And I said, of course we are. We're the ones who love you. Like, it's, they don't hide that. Mm-hmm. And, she wants to know, cause she understands that she has a feeling. She a few times picks up on feelings, mm-hmm. which I like that they did, but they didn't lean into too hard.
Yeah.
That's the way to do that with her.
That's perfect.
And she says, you knew my mother, didn't you? And he says, I don't know what you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. And he comes and he says, like, you got this from your mother and you got this from your father. And they're all very positive qualities. And he recognizes that in her. And it was just like, oh man, I was crying. I was just like, Obi-Wan.
Well, and especially having watched most of the Clone Wars series, mm-hmm. and you get to know their relationships better, like how close they were.
Yeah, like he beats himself up for that too. And so anyway, I think okay, if you were to give this one a rating, what would you give it?
What's the scale?
Oh, let's do I don't know, like A B. I'm a teacher.
I would give it a solid A minus.
Okay.
There's lots of really good parts of it, and it's sad that there was minor quibbles, and the Star Wars fan base is so A, engaged, and B, the vocal minority is
volatile,
very horrible,
mm-hmm.
to latch onto those things, mm-hmm. to kind of distract from the good bits.
Yeah, they don't want people to have nice things.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm gonna give it a solid A. And not an A+, because of those other things. But, like you said, that ending, like, I was goosebumps, like, crying. It was, like, so good. Mm-hmm. It was so, so good that I was happy. And I was just so happy with, like, the Leia-Obi-Wan mm-hmm. connection that I thought was...
Yeah. And I've liked every Star Wars series.
Me too.
I was a little disappointed with Boba Fett because it didn't really have a strong direction.
Right.
And it could have.
Right.
The Mandalorian, both seasons have been excellent.
Knocks it out of the park, yeah.
But even those have had weak moments.
Definitely. There was a very... I know your feelings. There's an episode that we thought was quite weak. There was not a full episode in Obi-Wan that I felt was weak.
Yeah.
There were definitely moments.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, there was still so much good. Like, even the chase scene, I was still reeling from the fact that they were using Leia in this, that I was like...
Right.
Right, whatever. And, like, just... That was really cool.
I'm good at suspending disbelief. That one did...
The chase scene?
Did knock me right out of it. I was like, this is ridiculous.
But, like, everything surrounding that made sense. Yeah. Like, Leia would hide from having to do...
They needed to set it up better so it was believable. I get what they were trying to do. They didn't want her just, like, get kidnapped.
But they could have had her, like, run and hide somewhere. Yeah. Like, she's resourceful.
She plays in the forest all the time. Have, like, some, like, Home Alone traps.
Yeah.
Like, Home Alone is goofy, too. There's grown adults, and it is a little cartoony, but that looked like a masterpiece...
Literally,
action scene compared to what this
literally game. Have her climb a tree. She, like you said, she hangs out in the forest all the time. Mm-hmm. She has a fort up there, climb a tree and like hang out and hide, or throw a rock at a guy or something that like made more sense.
Have some Home Alone traps in the woods or something, rather than trying to outrun grown adults. And
Yeah, and like different things dodge
through a very sparse forest.
Yeah, well, there was that. Yeah. If you're gonna do that, make it so it like makes sense. She's little, I get that. She mm-hmm. knows the place. Mm-hmm. She could have been doing some dodging, but like she didn't need to dodge very much in that forest. But she was really cool.
Yeah. Okay.
And I liked her. Okay. Yeah. I liked the whole thing very much. Okay, I have a question for you.
Mm.
Do you know what Obi-Wan character you are?
Probably Lars.
Well, let's find out. First, pick the original trilogy character you're most like. Are you most like Luke, Leia, Han Solo, Darth Vader, Chewbacca, Lando Calrissian, Yoda, R2, or Emperor Palpatine?
Probably most like Chewbacca.
Tall and
tall
hairy.
And hairy and just shout a
just
lot.
Groan a lot.
I can't do a Chewbacca, though. Sorry.
No. Pick a word that best describes you. Ambitious, witty, tired, tricky, helpful, overprotective, restless, angry, or quiet?
I'm going to go witty.
That's what I would have picked for you, too.
Pick or quiet, but...
Well, I already picked witty, so you're witty.
Yeah.
Pick a planet to live on. Tatooine, Alderaan, Canto Bright, or sorry, Bite.
I knew what you meant.
Sorry. Coruscant, Bespin, Naboo, Takodana. I don't know that one.
You know what? I don't know that one either.
Mm. Hoth or Mustafar?
I have to live there?
Yeah.
Well, clearly Naboo. All these other ones are like hellscapes.
Bespin wouldn't be terrible.
It's a gas giant where you're inside a space station.
Okay, clearly Naboo. Okay, pick another Disney Plus show. The Mandalorian, WandaVision, Loki, High School Musical, The Musical, The Series.
No! What? No!
The Bad Batch, Hawkeye, The Book of Boba Fett, Moon Knight, or Star Wars Visions.
The Mandalorian. Out of those ones.
Pick a prequel character you're most like. Qui-Gon Jinn, Anakin Skywalker, Padme Amidala, Mace Windu, General Grievous, Senator Bail Organa, Jar Jar Binks, Darth Maul, or Watto? You really want to say Watto, don't
I
you?
I kind of want to say Watto, but we'll go with Qui-Gon, I guess. That's a high opinion of myself.
No,
but...
I like that. I like that, yeah. Pick your biggest fear. Heights, public speaking, not having money, letting others down, the past, the future, whoa, darkness, death, or other.
That got
dark.
Deep.
Yeah.
That's very deep.
That's why I went, whoa.
Out of those, the spiders is not on the list.
No, you could hit other, though.
I would say letting others down.
Aw. Okay, pick a pet. Cat, dog, bird, horse, hamster, fish, droid, porg, or rancor.
Ooh, I would love a rancor, but I'm going to go with dog for my Jezebel.
And finally, pick a sequel character you're most like. Rey, Finn, Poe Dameron, Kylo Ren, Rose, General Hux, Captain Phasma, General Holdo, or Babu Frick.
Apparently they're bringing him back. That's cool.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't
know I'm probably most like Kylo Ren. I have a bit of a temper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kind of whine a lot.
Guess who you are? You are Obi-Wan Kenobi.
They just give that to everybody.
You are caring, wise, and thoughtful. However, you've lost some of your old confidence. Sometimes you feel like giving up on everything you've worked for, but you know there are people out there who are counting on you. In fact, you always put others first. Yeah, I hear that.
Okay.
That. Obi-Wan.
I still think I'm more like Lars, but...
Maybe he wasn't an option in there. Although, okay, one more thing. Can we discuss how awesome... Aunt Beru is?
Yeah.
My God, is she awesome?
Yeah, we kind of skipped over that. Like, Reva comes and is going to try and murder Luke, and Lars and Beru just like, they're like,
nope. Beru's like, hold on, I have lots of blasters hidden in, like, the stones here. And Lars like, what? She's like, yeah, well.
I knew this day would come.
I want a series of Aunt Beru, okay? Yeah. Like, honestly. She's so cool. And actually, that's one thing that Obi-Wan, I think, did well. Because, yeah, they gave us Leia, and they gave us this cool moment with her and things like that. But it almost... We were talking about the prequels. Remember how I said, like, I got so mad at what they did to Padme? Because she was, like, really cool and then ended up kind of lame. It almost, by Obi-Wan, like, honoring her memory and things like that, it almost, like, redeems... what they did with Padme a little bit, because it's like, let's forget that other stuff we did to her in the movies. So that was good. Yeah. Anyway, and I want a series of Aunt Beru. Anything to add for Obi-Wan?
I think that's it. Yeah. Good. Thank you for remembering Aunt Beru, because that was awesome.
That was so cool.
That was just so much was awesome that was happening in that last episode that I kind of forgot.
She was like, wait, what? She was like, yeah, well. So that means that is our show for this week. Thank you to El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. And you can find a link to El Mule, to his work, on our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And you can also find a link to our social media accounts. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So if you search Disneya on those accounts, you will find it. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so very much. And if you haven't yet, please do. It really helps us out, especially on Apple Podcasts. Next week, we're gonna keep talking Disney Plus because we missed some, so we've got some catching up to do here. Next week, we're going to be talking about Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, you don't have as much time to catch up. But
no, you get 1 week. That's usually what we give you.
It's still a short show, so still get after it. And it's awesome. If you if you have any, like, lingering, do I want to invest, like,
yes,
5 hours? Yeah, no, it's, if you like Marvel stuff, it's the best parts of Marvel.
I like that, yeah. There's some Marvel stuff that's in there that you want to watch.
Well, and the thing is, it's tying into movies, and
that's what I mean by being vague about the Marvel stuff.
And then there's some big,
there's some stuff.
There's some stuff we knew about, and then there's some stuff.
Yeah, there's stuff. We should talk about that stuff next week.
There'll be talk.
So consider this your spoiler warning. You definitely want to get caught up by then. Well, I'm Krista.
And I'm swallowing. I mean, Brandon.
And when we talk about that stuff on the next adventure, till then, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. Should I make the hello there joke again?
Probably.
Hello there.